the psalmist or the author of Psalm 121 was a very realistic man. As he looks with his eyes into the distant hills, he is very aware of all the dangers that faces him on his way home. Because he is in Jerusalem now, attending one of the festivals. Because in those days, at least one of the festivals they would have attended in Jerusalem. Actually, to be more precise, in the temple that was on the Mount Zion in Jerusalem. And then the custom was, as the pilgrims left Jerusalem, they would attend a special service where the priest would bless them as he stood on the steps of the temple and send them in peace to journey with the Lord God, to give them the assurance that they are never, ever without His care and His constant presence. The psalmist knew that the poor dust roads of those days could lead him to stumble and fall, especially in the dark. He also knew that God doesn't sleep like the other gods of the other nations. He was so sure that God is the maker of heaven and earth. And God is totally different from all the other gods. He never goes on holiday. He never goes sleeping. His God is the best travel companion, because His God will be with him 24/7 and protect him all the way home. In this psalm, 6 times the word in Hebrew shomer is repeated. It means to watch over, to stand guard, to protect. This is almost the theme of the whole psalm, that the Lord God, who redeemed His son Israel according to the Exodus stories, will now be with him on his way home. This Lord will protect him. The Lord is his shade at his right hand. In biblical times, this was a metaphor which meant protection and salvation. And in this case, divine protection. Why? Well, in those days, your right hand was the most important hand. That was the hand who carried the sword, who will drive the enemy away. The right hand was regarded as the hand of strength, skill, and authority, the one of love and tenderness, the one who bestows great blessings, the peace of the greatest favor. That was also the position of most honor and influence. That was the side where your protectors or your witnesses in a court would stand. The right hand of God, it was a favorite Old Testament expression to say that God is in control, that God is almighty, and He will be with you. Yes, His sovereign mercy will be with you. But the psalmist also knew that the sun could harm him by day. He was also aware of the fact a lot of people got sunburned. And yes, he also knew a lot of people worship the sun, because worshiping the sun was one of the oldest forms of false religions. It was common among the Egyptians, the Babylonians, and also other pagan nations. But the Jews were warned of this idolatry from the earliest days. The Bible didn't recognize the sun as a god or as a power, but something that was created by God. God is in control of the sun. The sun is the source of light and heat upon which all life depends. But the sun is in service to God. And yes, sun worshiping were also common in Israel. But he was also aware of the dangers of the moon. Because in those days, people believed that the moon can have an influence on you. It can cause lunacy, it can cause epilepsy, and people were often called they're having moonstruck. Because it came from the word, Latin word for moon, luna, and that's where the word lunatic comes from. In Eastern countries, again, they worshipped the moon because they saw the moon as this brilliant shining in the darkness. But the Israelites were warned not to offer any incense or cakes of honey to worshipping the moon, because the moon is under the power and guidance of the Almighty God. He is the creator of the sun and the moon. But we also know in Israel, like I said, there were people who worshipped the moon. It's interesting that the name of the city Jericho comes from the name moon in the Hebrew text. And maybe this show that people in that village worshipped the moon. The psalmist comes to one conclusion. He says, if the Lord God travels with you, you are safe. The Lord God will watch over you for always and ever. Amen. The text for the sermon this morning is verse 5. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. Last Sunday, I preached about the challenges of the journey with God. But today, I want to emphasize on the joys of traveling with God as portrayed in Psalm 121. And as someone rightly pointed out to me after last week's sermon, we do not make bad choices all the time. He used the example of my marriage to my wife. Of course, I had to agree. But what I wanted to say was, we are utterly corrupt sinners and not fit to come into the presence of God unless God allows us. And you know what? God wants us. He wants us to say to Him, please be our travel companion. God loves us so much that He actually invites us over and over again, please do climb in this car where I am the driver. We just need to take His hand. We need to climb into that car and hold on to His guidance. Because if and when we do, we are rest assured, like the psalmist says, of God's help and His guidance all the way. And yes, then this trip can be a trip of enjoyment, of laughter, of fun. Because it's actually fun to go on a trip. And everyone would agree with me, although it's very hard work to pack and prepare for the journey, once you speed off, it is exciting. And the same is true of our journey with the Lord. It's exciting to know that we are on a journey with the Lord, because He is so almighty. He knows everything. It's so comforting to know whatever happens on this journey, it will end in heaven to be with God forever and ever. It's so reassuring to just sit back and to trust Him, because He's trustworthy. Everything He promised us became true in Christ Jesus. He even gave us His Holy Spirit to guide us, to help us. We do know of all the dangers and the challenges that face us every moment of every day. But with the Lord at our side, we are able to cope. But not only just coping to survive, but also capable of showing the light of Christ to other people. Making light so that other people can find their way. And yes, we are able to smile when we see all the wonders and miracles around us. The wonders of His love, the miracles in the life He gives, in the hope that we so often see in the eyes of the dying. Yes, we are able to cry with hope, because our Redeemer is not dead, He is alive. Yes, He lives. He is in existence through His Holy Spirit each moment of every day. And yes, when the Lord God is our companion, we will be able to stay vigilant and awake, ready forever when He comes. But we need to do our bit in this journey with the Lord. Sometimes we can carry too much baggage. And this baggage can impair our vision. And this can lead to impatience. And with baggage, I mean all those grudges, all those fights, all those negative feelings that we sometimes lock up, either in a room, in a cupboard, or in a suitcase. And we do not even bother at times to open these suitcases to give these old grievances air and light. No, we love to keep our grudges, our revenge. Yes, sometimes we allow this baggage to make us negative, to impair our vision, and not able to see the presence of God acting in our lives. And when this happens, serious accidents do occur. And then we get impatient with God. We say to God, why don't you listen to my prayers? But yes, this baggage makes it very hard for us to see how God is actually acting in our lives. And then, we are witnesses of these accidents. I call these accidents the carnage of life around us. And I'm meaning the people who abuse drugs and alcohol. Mothers abandoning their children. Parents killing their young, child abuse, molestation, violence, corruption, conflict in families, divorce and adultery. Do I need to say more? All these accidents happen around us, and just because we do not put our hands in the hands of God. But we must remember, these accidents can happen to each one of us. But when they do happen, and when the Lord is our companion, then at least we know we have someone by our side. We have someone whom we can depend on, someone we can speak to, and we have someone who listens to us. But people in this world must be able to see that God is driving, that He is in control. Other people must see on our faces that we are happy because we trust our driver. Other people must be able to see that even the times that we climb out of this car, making our own decisions, making our own accidents, that we are willing and hopeful to climb in again, because we know only God can help us. People of this world must see in the way we handle our accidents, our crisis, that we trust God. Despite everything that happens, all the pain and the conflict, that we can trust God because He is in control. Because God is the only one that can turn the corners of this world with one wheel on the road. Meaning, sometimes we are so weak. Sometimes God have to drag us along. But God can do that. The only thing we need to do is to cry out to God and say, help me, Lord. God does not need us, but He wants to steer us in His direction in order for us to experience His full glory, His mercy and peace, once we enter through the gates of heaven. People of this world must see that God is driving our cars. Who is currently your travel companion? I hope you can stand up with the mercy of God and say, it is the Lord. Praise and glory to His holy name. Amen.